Now, also this week, scientists have come up with a way to potentially halt the fatal inherited degenerative brain condition known as Huntington's disease. This affects about 1 in 10,000 people. It causes a progressive loss both of cognitive abilities, but also causes movement problems and coordination problems and behavioural issues for people who are affected. And because it's transmitted genetically, it's present in all of your brain cells, and therefore it's not trivial to try to reverse the expression of the Huntington's gene, which appears to be critical to the function of the development of the brain in the first place. But what Don Cleveland and his colleagues at the University of California at San Diego have published in the journal Neuron this week is a way to switch off the expression of the gene in the brain in mice. They do it using RNA interference, which won a Nobel Prize for the people who discovered it about 5 or 10 years ago. And what they do is make a genetic mirror image sequence, an interfering RNA molecule, to a part of the gene responsible for causing Huntington's disease. This they then infuse into the fluid called the cerebrospinal fluid that bathes the brain. It then moves into the nerve cells in the brain, and because it binds to its mirror image genetic message in the cells, the Huntington's gene product, it effectively switches off the gene. And this has the effect of stopping the cells building up something called polyglutamine, because people with Huntington's disease have an abnormal amplification or duplication of a piece of genetic material containing three genetic letters, CAG. And this repetition many times in the gene causes the cells to make long molecules of something called polyglutamine, which they then can't break down, and this builds up with toxic effect inside the affected cells. And when Don Cleveland and his team used mice that carry the human gene for Huntington's disease and themselves develop abnormalities, when these animals were infused with this particular construct, they had a 75% reduction in the expression of the gene, and the other benefit was that the animals then showed behavioural improvements, movement improvements, and there was a long-term benefit, suggesting that if you only intervened periodically in this way, you could nonetheless stop the disease manifesting in people. They also showed that you could deliver the genetic construct via the same sort of cannula that you use to give a spinal or epidural anaesthesia to a person who is giving birth to a baby, and they demonstrated this with a monkey. So, very encouraging piece of work.
Yeah, good news there for the fight against Huntington's disease.